thank you for that presentation. Also, before I bring in our next presenter, I just wanted to remind you that there are sign-up sheets or sign-in sheets going around. If you could make sure that you sign one of those before you leave, because we need to make sure that we get an accurate count of attendance so they won't take our sessions from us next year. All right. So our final presenter in this section is Dr. Ella. She's a Nigerian registered nurse midwife with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing and Master's of Education and a PhD with specialization in Educational Administration and Planning. She currently works as a senior lecturer in the University of Calabar, and she has worked as a Cross River State Government as a Secretary and Coordinator of the State Agency for AIDS Control, as a palliative care advisor for CEDPA on HIV/AIDS Positive Living Project, consultant trainer on HIV/AIDS palliative care with MSH, and she's a master trainer of trainers with CEDPA on HIV/AIDS palliative care. Her areas of interest are health promotion, nursing education, and HIV/AIDS.
Good afternoon or good evening, everybody. Our topic this afternoon is on factors affecting exclusive breastfeeding practice in rural communities of Cross River State, Nigeria. We do not have any disclosure anyway. Malnutrition and other related diseases account for over 50% of infant mortality rates in Nigeria and other developing countries. Promotion of exclusive breastfeeding by UNICEF and WHO and other researchers have been a proven intervention to build infants' immune system, reduce incidence and prevalence of preventable infections and diseases, and ultimately reduce infant mortality. To this effect, the Nigerian government and Cross River State in particular have embarked on exclusive health education, extensive health education on exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of infant's life. This has become a standard practice in our health centers during pre- and postnatal visits. However, despite the promotion of this extensive breastfeeding, most mothers end up at the health centers and other related facilities with infants and children suffering from severe diarrhea and malnutrition-related diseases. So the objective of this study is to determine the factors associated with exclusive breastfeeding in Kakwagom and Okonde communities in Bokki local government area of Cross River State, Nigeria. Specifically, we want to assess the level of knowledge on exclusive breastfeeding among the mothers in these two communities, identify their sources of information, where do they get the information from, determine the rate of exclusive breastfeeding, identify the perceived barriers to exclusive breastfeeding among the mothers, and then determine the relationship between mothers' knowledge and perceptions and exclusive breastfeeding practice. However, this is a map of Nigeria where you see the red there is Cross River State. And this study is being undertaken from the study area is Bokki local government area, as you can see. Cross River State is divided into three senatorial districts. The north is with the pink, the central, yellow, and then the south, blue. But specifically, the study is being undertaken in Bokki local government area. The hypothesis for this study is that there's no significant relationship between mothers' knowledge level and exclusive breastfeeding practice in Okonde and Kakwagom communities of Cross River State. Ethical considerations. Clearance was obtained from the chairman of the local government area. Also from the participants and from the chiefs and the community leaders of the various communities. Informed consent was also obtained from the participants. Methods. An interview administered questionnaire was distributed to a sample of 366 mothers selected through simple random sampling. Of course, we had a 50-50 distribution of the respondents from Okonde and Kakwagom. And on collection of the data, we used simple percentages, frequencies, and chi-square statistics to analyze the data. The social demographic characteristics are as follows. You see, majority of the respondents were below the ages of 21 and above. At least above 20% were below 21 years and above. And then we had 82.79% were married. About 287 had secondary education. 15.30% had tertiary, and only 20 had primary education. Majority of the respondents were farmers. That's about 102, representing 27.8%, and 89, representing 24.32%, were civil servants. On the knowledge level of mothers on exclusive breastfeeding, about 84 of them, that's about 303 of the respondents, had good knowledge of exclusive breastfeeding. For the source of information, we found out that information from antenatal clinics, that is health workers, was about 172 of them respondents, that is about 47%. Mass media, 51%. Friends, mass media, 13.90%. From friends, about 6.080%. Had multiple sources was about 88 of them, which is 24%. This figure represents the knowledge level. You can see that the knowledge level is very high. 306 of the respondents had very high knowledge about exclusive breastfeeding, and only 60 had low knowledge. And then for sources, you can see the figure, 172 of them got their information from antenatal clinics, from health workers, 51 of them from mass media, and then 55 from friends and relatives, more than one source, 88. However, despite the high knowledge levels, only 49, that is 13.39, exclusively breastfed their babies up to 6 months. Others introduced water and other food supplements to their infants at 1 month after birth, that's about 15.30%, 2 months after birth, 88.03%, and 3 months after birth, 30.87%. Majority, that's 71.58%, perceived exclusive breastfeeding to be stressful, while 54.90% viewed exclusive breastfeeding as being beneficial to the child. Factors that hindered exclusive breastfeeding, from what we discovered, was job conditions. Of course, we have ascertained that majority of these women were farmers. So job conditions, inadequate breast milk, sore nipples. Mother's attitude towards that figure represents very high positive attitude anyway. The chi-square analysis revealed significant negative relationship between mother's knowledge and exclusive breastfeeding, because majority of the mothers, that is 306, had very high knowledge of the levels on the benefits of exclusive breastfeeding, yet only 13.39% practice exclusive breastfeeding for the recommended period. And then, now, the study showed that only 13.39% of the respondents exclusively breastfeed their babies for the recommended first 6 months. This is much lower than the study than found in a recent study at a neighboring local government area, that is Sikkim, where 21.1% had exclusive breastfed their older babies, while 29.5% had exclusive breastfed their current babies, according to 2015. We also discovered that stress and workplace conditions seem to have influence on exclusive breastfeeding practice. Research has also shown that social support, this is discussion, from families, husbands and mothers and siblings, friends, have a significant influence on exclusive breastfeeding practice. The major source of exclusive breastfeeding information was from healthcare workers at the health centers, and exclusive breastfeeding information is recommended during the antenatal postnatal visits. We are recommending social support, that is, mass media campaigns on exclusive breastfeeding should be intensified, and then we are recommending that husbands, mothers, siblings should be, as I said, the significant others that will give information, because traditionally back home, the husbands have much influence on their wives, giving them instructions on what to do. And when the instructions come from the husbands, the wives are bound to obey. Mother-in-laws also have very significant influence on their daughter-in-laws. You must do this, you must do that. And then from siblings, and then friends. Sometimes friends can pull a lot of weight on friends. And then we are also saying that support for mothers, there should be support for mothers who are farmers to encourage exclusive breastfeeding, even at the farm, since majority of the respondents were found to be farmers. And so encourage mothers to eat before going to farm so that they will not be hungry and complain of not being able to breastfeed their babies. Have a family member to help babysit at the farm, so mother and baby are always together. And then breastfeeding friendly workplaces have been shown to greatly influence exclusive breastfeeding. And so workplace policies should support the establishment of breastfeeding rooms, nurseries for infants to follow mothers to work, additional support from bosses and colleagues. In conclusion, social support and workplace policies promoting exclusive breastfeeding could encourage exclusive breastfeeding practice, which could then translate to positive health effects for both mothers and children. Thank you very much.